With KSJD News, I'm Lucas Brady Woods. Colorado state lawmakers will take their first votes this week on gun control bills that Democrats are advancing in response to the recent mass shooting in Boulder. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
The House is starting with a measure to expand background checks. It would stop people who commit violent misdemeanors, ranging from sexual assault to harassment, from purchasing a gun for 5 years after a conviction. It would also end a loophole allowing people to purchase guns without a background check if it is not completed in a timely manner. Lawmakers will hear another bill on Friday to create a statewide office focusing on gun violence prevention. Democrats want to give it $3 million next year. A third bill up for debate next week would let cities enact stronger gun laws in the state. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
San Juan County, New Mexico, is currently at the green level on that state's COVID-19 risk scale. And according to the County Office of Emergency Management, another risk level assessment is scheduled for tomorrow. And it will decide if the county can move down to the turquoise level, which is the lowest and least restrictive level. Information for vaccine clinics and appointment scheduling are available at vaccinenm.org. Also in San Juan County, New Mexico, a wildfire that was first detected on Sunday about 5 miles northwest of Shiprock has now been 60% contained. Fire crews are currently mopping up the remaining flames and hotspots. This is KSJD News.